Okay, today's daf is Brachos daf Yud Ches. We are holding on daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom of the page in Yud Ches Amud Beis. We are in the middle of a discussion about whether the Mesim know anything or don't know anything. I mean, do the Mesim know what's going on in this world after they have already passed from this world, or do we assume they have no idea what's going on in this world? So the discussion started on Yud Ches Amud Aleph with the story of Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yonasan, that they were walking in a Beis HaKvaros, and Rabbi Yonasan's tzitzis were dragging on the floor. So Rabbi Chiya said, you better pick up your tzitzis, because the Mason are not going to be too happy about this. They're going to say, tomorrow this guy's going to join us, and now he's mocking us. So Rabbi Yonasan said, Umi yadi kule hai? What are you talking about? The Mason don't know what's going on. They don't know anything. And that led us into an entire discussion from Loeg Larush into whether Mason know anything or don't know anything. But it all started with Rabbi Yonasan. So now we come back to Rabbi Yonasan. Three lines from the bottom of the page, Yud Chesam Beis, Va'af Rabbi Yonasan Hadarbe. The Gemara tells us Rabbi Yonasan himself, who said that Mason don't know anything, changed his mind. Even he changed his mind. Dam Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Am Rabbi Yonasan, Minayin leMason Shem Saprim Ze Im Ze, because it was Rabbi Yonasan himself who asked, how do I know that Mason speak to each other? Shnem Rabbi Yomar Hashem Elov, Zos Haaretz Asher Nishba La Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Lemor, that Hashem said to Moshe, this is the land that I promised Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Lemor. Lemor always means Lemor LaAcherim. So you're always supposed to tell somebody else. So my Lemor, what's the Lemor over here? Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech Emor Lehem LaAvram Yitzchak Yaakov Shvur Shenishbati Lechem Kvar Kiyamti Al Livnechem, that you should go and tell Avram Yitzchak Yaakov that the Shvur that I have sworn to you, I've already been Mekayim for your children. A little bit difficult. What do you mean already been Mekayim for the children? So to Moshe Rabbeinu, there was no Kiyum yet for the children in times of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Marsha writes, Gam Shalom Nichbisha Adayin Eretz Yisrael Mikal Mokom Kivin Shekvar Nichbisha Eretz Sichon Va'og Shei Mechlal Eretz Yisrael V'gam Her'eu Hashem L'Moshe Eskal Eretz Kumfur Shalom Mehaikra Harei Ki'ilu Kulu Nichbisha Lefnehem. Since Eretz Sichon Va'og was already captured, and Moshe Rabbeinu was shown the rest of Eretz Yisrael, maybe that's considered like the beginning of the Kibush, and it's as if it was already Nichbash. So he says, so Moshe Rabbeinu, you should go and report to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov that the land has been given to their children and the promise has been fulfilled. So it's Hashem saying, Nidaraya Shalem, I'm paying my neder. And if you say that the Mason don't know anything, what do you mean you're going to tell Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov? What's it going to help? Elamai diyadi, so it must be that they do know. Well, if they do know, then lamalei lemeimer lahu. So then, why do you even have to tell them? Meaning mimanavshuch. This doesn't really support the idea that they do know, because if they know, then Moshe Rabbeinu shouldn't have to tell them. Answers the Gemara lachzuk leitivus of the Moshe. Now we want Moshe Rabbeinu to be the bearer of good news, so that they could react positively to Moshe. They could show akar satov to Moshe Rabbeinu. But that's all. But really, they already do know about it. This idea that Lemar always means Lemar L'Acherim is the source for the idea that of confidentiality, that it's assumed that when someone tells you something, you're not supposed to tell it to other people, unless it's Lemar L'Acherim, unless they tell you that it's okay to tell it to other people. Amar of Yitzchak call him a sapar achrei a meis, kilu masapar achrei a even. Anyone who says Lashon Hara about a meis, it's as if he's being masapar achrei a even. It's as if he's talking Lashon Hara about a stone, meaning it's completely ineffective. Igadar mi delo yadi, some say because they don't know anyway, and since they don't know, the Lashon Hara can't affect them. Vigadar mi di yadi velo ichbatuhu. And some say no, they do know, but they don't care because they're in a different place, in a much higher place right now, and therefore it doesn't really matter to them. It's petty to them. It's beneath them to have to worry about Lashon Hara that's spoken down here. Now, the first idea is a very difficult idea to understand. Rav Eliyashiv points out in the Ha'aros, what does that mean? Because they don't know, therefore it's no big deal to speak Lashon Hara about them? Is there such a heter in Lashon Hara that you're allowed to speak Lashon Hara about somebody who doesn't know what's going on? So it could be, Rav Eliyashiv doesn't really address this issue, but it could be, I mean, he raises it, but he doesn't answer it. It could be that we're not saying that it's not an Avera. we're saying that it's not going to affect them, that it doesn't mean anything to the mace, that it's not going to hurt the mace. But it could be that it's still an aver, it's an aver ben adam la'atzmo, that a person shouldn't be going around speaking lashon hara. What kind of person does that, to go around speaking lashon hara about the mace? So it could be it's still an aver of lashon hara, but it's not going to have any effect on them, it's not going to bring them down in any way. Also this idea that we said that if they don't know anything, what's the point of Moshe Rabbeinu telling them? Sounds like when in this whole discussion, do Mesim know, do Mesim not know, one might have thought that the Avos were an exception to the rule. That the Avos and Imos, you know, they have to guard over us, they have to see what's going on with their children, with Klal Yisrael, know when to beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it sounds from this Gemara, they are no exception to the rule. We're assuming they're just like everybody else. And if Mesim don't know, the Avos don't know either. So Rav Yashav points out, it's a little bit difficult based on what the Gemara says in Sota, that when Kalev had to go together with the rest of the Meraglim in Teretz Yisrael, he was Nishtatach al Kivrei Avos. He went to Chevron to Davin by Kivrei Avos. He didn't have the special bracha of Yeshua, of Kol Yoshiach HaMeyatzis Meraglim. So he had to go Davin by Kivrei Avos. And what did he say? V'amalehen, Avosai, Bikshu Alai Rachmim, She'anatzal Meyatzis Meraglim. He Davin that they should be Mvakish Rachmim for him up in Shemayim. It's possible, says Rav Yashav, I think it's quoting from Tosfos and Sota, I didn't get a chance to look it up, that even if Mesim don't know, Al Yidei Tefila, they're Modia them in Shemayim, what's going on. Meaning, if a person davens for a particular thing, he asks that they should daven on his behalf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then it could be they're Modian in Shemayim, just like we saw yesterday. There is the idea that before somebody dies, that there's a Hachraza in Shemayim, that there are certain announcements made in Shemayim, or the idea that someone can come up and tell them that one of the people who are alive today could die and come up and tell them. So maybe there's this idea that Modin Lamina Shemayim, when they're mentioned in the context of a tefillah, they just let them know. So says Gemara, Eini Vamrav Papa. So again, back into the context of now what we're talking about speaking Lashon Hara about dead people. So we said that it doesn't really matter to them. Eini Vamrav Papa Chadishtoy Milsa Basri Demar Shmuel V'Nafal Kani Mitalalo Bazala Arnika Demoche. One time someone spoke badly about Mar Shmuel after he died, and a big beam came from the roof and cracked his head open, because apparently as divine punishment for speaking Lashon Hara about the Mesa, how could he say it doesn't mean anything? No, Shani Tzorber Me'erbanan, the Kutcher Baruch Hu Tava B'Yakrei. That's the Tzorber Me'erbanan is different, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to look after the honor of a Tzorber Me'erbanan. Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Kalam Esaper Achrei Mitalsin Shal Tamid Chachamim, Nofel B'Gehenim. Anyone who speaks Lashon Hara about a dead Talmud Chacham is going to be Nofel B'Gehenim, is going to fall in Gehenim. Shneimer v'mat makal klosam yolichem Hashem espal le'aven shalom al Yisrael. Rashi points out that prior to that it says hitiv Hashem l'tovim, and then it says v'mat makal klosam. So that we're talking about talmidei chachamim, that someone who speaks lashon hara about a talmud chacham achrei mitasun shel talmud chacham is going to be nafal Gehenim. Afilu b'shosh shalom al Yisrael yolichem Hashem espal le'aven. Even when there's shalom al Yisrael, meaning after they're already dead, where there's not going to be any fighting anymore because they're already dead, still Yolichem Hashem is probably Avon. Hashem is still going to pay back those who do evil to them and who speak evil to them. The Marsha just points out, it doesn't say, by Talmid Chachamim, it doesn't say Achrei Ameis. It says Achrei Mitasan Shal Talmid Chachamim, and this relates to the Gemara we saw yesterday, that Talmid Chachamim Afil B'Misasan are Kruim Chayim, that even when they're dead, they're called alive. So there's a different din than speaking Lashon Hara about a Meis. Speak Lashon Hara about a Meis, then it's Kilo Misapar Achrei Evan. But Talmid Chachamim, then it's Nofel B'Gehenim. It's a much stricter din. How do you decide who's a Talmud Chacham, who's not a Talmud Chacham? Okay, not so simple. So probably you should stay away from speaking Lashon Hara about anybody. Tanit Be'er Rabbi Shmuel, Imrisa Talmud Chacham Shavar Avera B'Layla Al Tahar Achra B'Yom. If you see a Talmud Chacham who violated an Avera at night, don't think of him as an Avarian the next day. Shem Asa Tshuva, because you never know, maybe he did Tshuva. Frank Lamar, Shem Asa Al Gadaituch, maybe he did Tshuva? No, I love Vada Asa Tshuva. You could certainly certainly assume he did tshuvah. But that's only when he commits normal averos with his guf. But if he commits an avera, a money-related avera, he steals from somebody, so then you don't assume he definitely did tshuvah until the money gets returned. You can't just assume it, because that's the tshuvah. The tshuvah is to undo what he had done, to return the money. There's a very well-known gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. If a person is mekadish nisha al menas shani tzadik, afilu rasha gamur mekadeshes. Even if the guy is a rasha gamur and he made it tonight that he's a tzadik, she's mekadeshes anyway, because the gemara says shemi hira tshuva bedaito. Maybe at the time that he says al menas shani tzadik, he already had a hira tshuva. So the Beis Shmuel and Evan Ezer, this paskan alacha, Beis Shmuel and Evan Ezer, simla menches of katan and hay, discusses what if it was a monetary indiscretion that he had committed. Do you assume that if he was mekadish nisha al menas shani tzadik and he was a ganav and he never returned the money, do you assume that she's still mekadeshes? Is shemi hear her tshuva b'dayte enough? So it's a little bit difficult, because in our gemara we assume by money for sure it's no good. For sure you need to actually return the money. And in kiddushin, in the Beis Shmuel in Hilchos Kiddushin, assumes that it's not so clear, that maybe it is enough. Maybe the shemi hear her tshuva b'dayte is enough. So it could be that there's a difference between being a tzaddik and being maharer achrav, whether he still has the avera on his cheshbon. We discussed this in the past. There's a difference between someone who is a tzaddik versus someone who no longer has to worry about his averos because his averos were wiped clean. Being a tzaddik is where you are, what kind of person you are right now, but it doesn't necessarily mean you've been forgiven for all of your averos. In order to be forgiven for the avera of stealing the money, you actually have to return the money. For the person to be a tzaddik, he just needs to have that hira tshuva, I'm going to return it and I'm not going to do this anymore. So now this person going forward, you know, henceforth is a tzaddik. Salmanasha ni tzaddik, maybe that would be enough even if he didn't return the money. But to be maharer achrav, you have to be maharer achrav that he still owes something until he returns the money. 24 places we find that Beis Din put someone in nidui over the issue of kavod harav. V'kulan shaninu b'mishnasenu, and they're all supported in Mishnayos. We can find examples for all 24 places in Mishnayos. So Amar le Rabbi Elazar Heicha. So Rabbi Elazar says, where? 24 Mishnayos about menadin al kavod harav? I haven't seen that. So Amar le l'chitishkach. He says, go research it a little bit, and you'll see that you'll discover it. So nafak dak v'ashkach tlas. He went and he researched, and he found three places where menadin al kavod I'll cover a rab. Hamazalzim until Sidaim, Vamasaparach Mitazan Shaltamir Chamim, Vamegis Daito Klapimaila. And the three examples were a case of someone who was Mazalzim until Sidaim and we put them in Nidui for it, someone who spoke Lashon Hara about a Talmud Chacham after he died and we spoke Lashon Hara and we put him in Nidui for it, and someone who was Megis Daito Klapimaila, who acted with arrogance toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we put him in Nidui for it. So what are these examples? Hamasaparach Mitazan Shaltamir Chamaihi. What's the case of someone who spoke Lashon Hara about Talmid Chachamim after they died? Ditna, and the Mishnah says as follows. Mishnah in Maseches Idios, I believe. Does it say on the side? Yeah, in Idios Parakei. Hu haya omer, ein mashkin lo sig yores v'lo sa mishukhreres. That he used to say that we're not mashke. This is a list of the statements of Akavya ben Mahalalel in Maseches Idios. So we say Akavya with the Mishnais in the fifth part in Idios tell us a whole bunch of things about, very fascinating things about Akavya ben Mahalalel. And one of the things Akavya ben Mahalalel said was that the ein mashkin is a giyores v'los mishukhreres. We don't give the meisota to a giyores or a mishukhreres. V'cham mor mashkin, and the Chum say yes we do. V'amulo. The Chum said to Akavi ben Malal al Maisa b'karkamis shivcha mishukharis b'Yerushalayim v'shkua Shmai v'Avtalion. Once Shmai v'Avtalion, we remembered the Maisa Shahaya that Shmai v'Avtalion actually gave a giores. They gave her, or a shivcha mishukhreres, a meisota. So how can you say that the psak is that we don't give? Shmai v'Avtalion were gedolei adar, and they gave. V'amalahem, so Akavi responded, dugma hishkua. Now, they didn't really give dugma hishkua. So what is dugma hishkua? Says Rashi, I'll show you domla meim hishkua, show you shmai v'avtalim b'nei banav shal sancher, because I'm reading Megit in Parakani Zakin. Because they just felt bad for her, because they were like her. They come from a similar background to what she came from. Shmai v'avtalim were b'nei gerim. So since they were b'nei gerim, they came from sancher, so they felt bad for her. Even though the halacha is not like that, they did it anyway. Unbelievable. evil. In the Tosfos quotes from the Aruch that no, Dugma Yishkua made Seva Avaloa Yumarim Mamish, that they didn't actually give her real Meisota, they gave her fake Meisota just to make her feel better, but they didn't give her the real thing. Rashi sounds a little more scandalous what he's saying about Shmaya Vavtalion, that they went against the Halacha, they gave her the real Meisota, they just felt bad for her because they could relate to her background. So Vinidu, so they were Menada Akavi Ben Malala. How could you say such a thing about Shmaya Vavtalion? And he died in Nidoy, and Bezin did skill on his Aron because of this Nidoy. So that's the example of someone who's Mesaper, Akhre Mitos Shaltabidicham, the Lashon Har, that Akavi Ben Malala spoke about Shmaya Vavtalion. Next example. Imochik Shem Hashem. Yes, and maybe. So you're asking on the Aruch. So the Tosfos says that Velomachua Torah Le Elierosa. They didn't. Right. It sounds like they didn't do the actual racing. They were just trying to scare her, so they pretended to do it. So they didn't, because it would have been Nisr Daraisa being Mochik Shem Hashem. Yeah, I don't think if it's just made, there's no point of changing the rest of the ingredients of the water if you're going to be Mochik Shem Hashem, right? The whole thing is that it's Docha the Yisr in the Torah, the Gadol HaShalom, that it's Docha the Yisr of being Mochik Shem Hashem. V'mezalzal ben Tehil Sidayim Mahi. What's the example of Mezalzal ben Tehil Sidayim? Ditnan. Am Rabbi Yudhachas V'sholm Shakavi ben Ma'alal Nesnada She'ein Azorin Ne'elas Al Kol Adam Yisrael B'chachma B'tar Rabbi Yeris Chayit Kakavi ben Ma'alal. No, the Chum said, can't be that Akavi ben Ma'alal was put in Nidoy, because the Azara doors were never closed on someone who was as great as Akavi ben Ma'alal, meaning the Ner of Pesach, when all of Klal Yisrael had to go into the Azara, Shech Chorim Pesach, so the Mishnah Yisim Pesachim described that there were three shifts, that everyone would pack in, and then they would shut the doors, and whoever was out, we had to go in the next shift. So the Mishnah says that the doors were never closed on anyone as great as, he was like the last guy that didn't make it in. So that never happened to anybody as great as Akavi ben Ma'alal. It's unbelievable. It's one of the great nisim of the Beis Hamikdash that all of Klal Yisrael fit in three shifts. I was just davening mincha somewhere else on Shabbos as I was walking back to North Woodmere at the Aguda and Cedars. And Rabbi Frankel said, if you think about how many people were in MetLife Stadium, 90,000 Jews, whatever it was, the Azara was way, way, way smaller than that. And yet you had to fit millions of people. You had to, over the course of a day. It's mamish miracle. Omdim tzvufim. That's one of the miracles of the Beis Hamikdash. But anyway, Akavi ben Ma'alal was a very, very great man, so we can't believe they put him in Nidoy. The Rishonim say, we see from Akavi ben Ma'alal that you put somebody in Nidoy, ain cholkin kavod l'rav, it doesn't matter how great he is, doesn't matter how big a Talmud Chacham he is, if he deserves Nidoy, he deserves Nidoy. But nevertheless, the Chacham can't believe it. El es mi Nidu, so who was actually put in Nidoy? As El Ozer ben Chanoch, she pikpek ben Netilas Yadayim. It's El Ozer ben Chanoch, who's mefakpek on the halachs of Netilas Yadayim. Ukshemeis, sholch bezim v'nichu evan gadol al arono. And when he died, they sent a large stone to put on his aron. L'lamdecha shekol mesnada, meis ben Nidoy, bezim So we see from there that someone who dies in a nidoy based in the skila on his aron. So that's the second example. Hamegis daito klape milo maihi. What's an example of hamegis daito klape milo where a person is put in nidoy for disrespect? Ditznan shalach lo Shimon ben Shetach lechonia ma'agel tzarech atal lisnados. Shimon ben Shetach said to Chonia ma'agel after the whole story with Chonia ma'agel in Maseches Tainis, how he demanded rain from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He said you should really be in nidui. Vil moli choniata gozarni alecha nidui. And had it not been for the fact that you're choni, I would have been gozer nidui on you. Chonia ma'agel is called ha'ma'agel because he drew the circle. Right, that was the way he davened. He drew a circle around himself. Said I'm not moving from here until it rains. He demanded rain from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What kind of way is that to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he said, had you not been choni, I would be gozer nidoy on you. Like a spoiled child, his father keeps on spoiling him. You keep acting inappropriately, you acted inappropriately, and you ask inappropriately, and he gives it to you anyway. So what am I going to do if your father gives it to you? So I'm going to put you in nidoy. Shivtecha, and it's about you that the Torah, that the pasuk says that the father and mother are going to be happy, and those who give birth to you will rejoice. So, frankly, Gemara Vesuleka, that's all we can come up with. Three examples in all of Shas, when out of the supposed 24, where Bezin is Minada al Kavod Rav. I can think of another one. Vayika de Tani Rav Yosef. What about the one that Rav Yosef taught, that Todos Ish Romi Hinegas Bnei Romi La Achilan Gedia Mukulasin? Todos Ish Romi taught the Bnei Rome to eat Gedia Mukulasin B'Leil Pesachim, to eat a Gedi prepared the same way that the Korban Pesach is prepared on the Leil Pesach. We're machmir completely in the other direction. Not only do we not eat a gedim akulos, we don't eat any roasted meat. We make sure we're mevashal everything and not to barbecue anything. Everything is bishel as opposed to roasting. But he taught them they should eat gedim akulosin. Shalach leishim ben shatach and moli told us ata gazar nielecha nidoi shata machlis shal kachim machlutz. So he says, had you not been told us, I would have been gozer nidoi on you because you're being machl klal yisrael kachim machlutz. So you see that he was going to make a nidoi over this. So mishnah seinu kamin and vah. He says, Gemara, no, this does not work as one of the examples, because this is only a brisa, and we said there are supposed to be 24 examples in the Mishnayos. What's the Kavod HaRav over here? The Kavod HaRav is that the Chacham mastered this, because the Chacham mastered eating roasted gedim mekulasim al Leil Pesachim. So it was a violation of Kavod HaRav for Todos to recommend that that's what they do. So that's why it's a nidoy on a Kavod HaRav related issue. So frankly, Gemara, Masis and Lekka, do we have no further examples in Mishnayos? Ve'yikad etnan chad kul chulio senasim chol ben chulio lechulia. Reb Lozer metar v'cham metamim. When you have a broken oven and it's broken down into its pieces, the tanur of cheres that was made into a kli, and they put sand in between the cracks. So is it now tahar? Do we assume that it still has the din of a broken tanur where it's still tar, or do we assume that it's connected enough together that it's considered tameh? So Reb Lozer was metar v'chamim or metameh. And that's the famous story of the Tanur Shel Achnoi. This is the primary sugi of Tanur Shel Achnoi, B'Metzia Daf Nun Tes, where the Gemara describes how this machlokas between Reb Lozer and the Chamim went on about, where they said, waters show that I'm right, then the water went upstream, let the Kosli Beis HaMedrash show that I'm right, and the Kosli Beis HaMedrash started to fall, until at the end of the day, they finally said, Loba Shemayimi. It's not in Shemayim. When the Baskel came out and said, they said, Loba Shemayimi, the Baskel doesn't get to decide. So Mayachnai, Amr Vidam Rishon, Malami Shikifu Halachos Kachnai Zeh V'Timuhu, that they were makif him with halachos like a snake and were metameit. V'Tanya Osayom Aviu Kol Taro Shetir Reb Lazar V'Sarfum Lefan of Ul B'Sof Birchuhu. That day they brought all of the taros that Reb Lazar was metaher and they burnt it in front of him to show him that they don't paskin like him, that they don't accept his halachos of tara, and then Birchuhu they cursed him, they put him in a cherim. So you see that you put someone in a cherim for Kavod HaRav. Yeah, but it's still not a Mishnah. It's not an explicit Mishnah where they did the nidui. The machlokes is in a Mishnah about the tanur, but the actual PS of the story, the end of the story where they put him in a nidui, that doesn't make it into the Mishnah. This is where we get the concept that Rabbi Lazar Shamutehu, whenever the Gemara entertains the possibility of passing like Rabbi Lazar, we say, no, we don't pass like Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar Shamutehu, and it's machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos throughout Shas. What do we mean when we say Rabbi Lazar Shamutehu? Doesn't mean that Rabbi Lazar was simply from the Talmidei Beis Shammai, and therefore all the opinions he espouses are those of the Beis Shammai, so we're not going to paskin like him because he's just expressing Shitas Beis Shammai. Or no, maybe Shamutehu refers to this. He was put in Cherim, and that's why we don't paskin like him, because he was put into a Cherim, and we dafka went out of our way to show that we don't paskin like him. We took all the taros that he was mitair, and we burnt them to show that we're mitamei, all of those taros. So where do we find 24 places that were menad al kavod harav? We only found three. So Rabbi Shmuel Levi medam milsa lemilsa. Rabbi Lazar lo medam milsa lemilsa. Depends how creative you are in your definitions. If you're medam milsa lemilsa, so any time you find a yachid arguing on a rabbim in a big machlokas, or one of the chum that speaks in a harsh tone against somebody else who's maybe a little greater than him, so Rabbi Shmuel Levi would say, yeah, that's a case of a nidoy in the Mishnah. Whereas Rabbi Lazar says, no. That's not a case of a nidui, because it doesn't say anything about nidui in all of those cases. So you could find 24 cases where people speak harshly toward each other. Rabbi Shmuel Levi would count that toward the cheshbon of niduyim. No se amita v'chilufein. So back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that those who carry the mita and chilufein, and those who will carry the mita, who they hand the mitzvah off to at a funeral, are all pater from kriyashma. So Tanu Rabbanan, ein motzina sameis samach l'kriyashma, v'nischilu ein mafsikin. So you're not supposed to bring a mace out samach l'kriyashma. If they started, you don't stop. Say eini var Rav Yosef avku samach l'kriyashma. Aye, what about Rav Yosef? They brought him out samach l'kriyashma. And so where adam chashuv shayni? Now it's a different story. He's an adam chashuv. Shalafnei amita v'shala achar amita. So you say those who are in front of the mita, those who are behind the mita. So they're all pater. So Tanu, well, shalafnei Mita, as a mita tzorach, when the Mishnah says, are pater and shalach are mita, so if they're not no longer needed, then they're not pater anymore. So Tanu Rabbanan, ha'oskim behespid, bizman shameis muta lefneim, nishmatim nechar echad, v'korin. When there is a hesped going on, so if the mace is there, one by one people could slip away and read Kriya Shema and then come back. But if the mace is not there, so that everyone should just stop, pause and say Kriya Shema. They should take a break in the middle of their spade, and if the mace isn't there, say Kriya Shema, and the avil will sit there silently. Everyone else will daven, and he'll sit there and do tzidik adin. And he should offer a tzidik adin along the following lines. You say, Ribono Shel Olam, I've sinned so much in front of you, and you didn't even pay me back echad min ha'elef. I didn't even get 1/1000th of what I deserve. You should use your mercy to build up all the breaches in Klal Yisrael. Amar Abaye, lo mi bayi le'elin shlemei merach. Abaye says that's not a good text of a tefillah to say. You shouldn't say things like, oh, I really had this coming to me, and I have much more coming to me. I deserve much more than I got. Don't open up a mouth to a satan. Don't give the satan any ideas. What's satan going to do as soon as you say that? I'll go to the Ribbono Shel Olam and say, we need to give some punishment to this guy. Ribbono Shel Olam says, no, he's a tzaddik. Satan will say, not according to him. He himself said that he deserves so much more. What's the pasuk shenemar? Kimat kistom hayinu. That the phrase was, we were like Sodom. Maya hadalu navi. What does the navi then say? Shimu dvar Hashem katzine Sodom. Listen, you people of Sodom. What do you mean? They're not people of Sodom, but they're the ones that said it themselves. That kistom hayinu. So you say bad things about yourself, and the sultan gets ideas. Not a good idea to offer such a tefillah where you say how much more you deserve. You could see the kadin means to be matzdik that din that you've already been given, not to be matzdik future bad things that are going to happen. Dayel tzar b'shaita, don't create more tzaras for later on. So cover us ames v'chazru. So he said that if they bury the dead and they come back. So he said if they're able to begin and finish the whole tefillah before they get into the shura, before they line up in the shura, so then that's great, then they should do so. So it sounds like only if they can finish the entire kriyashma before they line up in the shura. But if they're only able to finish one parak of kriyashma or one pasuk of kriyashma, then they should not bother doing it until after the shura. So Raminu, but I'll ask Astira, cover us, if they already buried the dead and now they're going back. So even if they're able to do one parak or one pasuk, they should do that. So don't you see that you're supposed to even read one pasuk, one parak or kriya shema? So no. Hachinami ka'amar im yichol lahask v'ligmar afilu parak echad afilu pasuk echad ad shelo yagiyu l'shura yaschilu v'im lav lo yaschilu. Yeah, that must be what our mission really means. Our mission doesn't mean if you're able to finish the entire kriya shema in that time. It means if you're able to finish one parak or one pasuk of kriya shema during that period of time. Good. You tell some of the base at the top. Ha'omdim b'shura. So we said that people lining up in the shura, depending where they are in the shura, they may have to be korei or may not have to be korei. The pnimim, the one who are on the inner part of the shura, do have to be korei. The one who are on the outer part do not have to be korei. Tan rabbanan shura haroa pnima ptura v'she'en haroa pnima chayeves. The inner part of the shura that sees the inside where the avelim are going to go, they are pater. Those who don't see the inside are going to be chayeves. Rabbi Yehuda omer haboyim machmas ha'avel pturim machmas atzmon chayeven. A different chilek. Those who are there for the sake of the avel, they're part from Kriya Shema. Those who are there for their own sake are still going to be chayav in Kriya Shema. What does it mean to be there for your own sake? Who goes to a funeral for their own sake? Says Rashi, v'lo machmas kavod shelo ba'u l'nachem elaliras ha'samaora. There are people that just need to be. They got a report for the Yeshiva World News or something. They have to report what's going on. So they're just there because they see that they need to be in the hak. But they're not there because they have any connection with the Avelim. They're not there to be menachem the Avelim. They just want to see what's going on. So that's the chiluk that Rabbi Yehuda makes. So the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah has 2 days how to understand this. He says, "Istam mefarshi l'chumra da reisha kai." Some understand this l'chumra that it's going on the reisha, that it's saying as follows: Ki amrin the shura roas apinim petura. When do we say that the inner people are going to be pater? That's only those inner people that are above machmas ha'avel. But those people who are on the inside that are just there to see, even though they're on the inside, they're going to be chayiv. And some say that it's going on the seifa. No, that we're talking about the people who are on the outside. That the people who are on the outside, when do we say that those people are chayavos? That's only if they're boy machmas atzman. But the people who are on the outside, that are that are krovim, and that are boy machmas ha'avel, so even though they're on the outside, they would still be chayiv. That's the... That if they're ba machmas ha'avel, they would be potter. But if they're ba machmas atzman, they'd be chayiv. So good, says the Gemara Vayta now. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Hamotzei Klayim Bebigdo. Very major sugya. This is the sugya of Kavod Abrios. If a person finds klayim in his begadim, poshtan afilu b'shuk, so he has to remove them, even if he's in a public place. My taima, why do you have to remove klayim from your, if you're wearing begadim and you find klayim in it, you have to remove the begadim even if you're in a public place? Ein chachma vein tvuna vein etzel l'neged Hashem. There's no cheshbonos when it comes to dealing with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu has this in the Torah called klayim, so you have to deal with it. Kol makom sheish chil Hashem, ein cholkin kavod l'rav. Whenever we have chil Hashem, we're ein cholkin kavod l'rav. We don't worry about giving kavod to anybody else. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Klayim Perek Yud Halacha Chavtes writes, Haroa klayim shel Torah al chaveiro, afilu ayemahalich b'shuk kofitz l'vekora l'vmiyan v'afilu ayerabu shalim d'Torah. If you see shatness on somebody else, even if it's your Rebbe who taught you Torah, but you see that he's wearing something that's shatness, jump on him and pull the clothing right off of him, because he's not allowed to be wearing the shatness, and don't worry about kavod harav. Apparently, the Rambam, Beis Yosef points out, the Rambam did not have a girsa in our Gemara that amotzei klayim al bigdo. Al bigdo sounds like you find the klayim on yourself, not on somebody else, right? The Rambam says even if you find it on somebody else. The Rush, however, is gores bibigdo, that you find the klayim, that you find the shatness on yourself. And the Rush is cholik on the Rambam. He holds that it's only if you find it on your own clothing, because after you find the klayim, if you continue to wear it, you're amazed. But if you find it on somebody else's clothing, that person doesn't know he's wearing shatness, so he's a shogeg. So b'makum shogeg, it's better for him to violate an aver b'shogeg than to be mevazahim. But to violate an aver b'mezid, once you know that you have it, then you have to take it off. That's machlokas Rush and the Rambam. So Rabbi Yashuv just points out, this idea of ein cholkin kavod l'rav works a lot better with the Rambam. That if the whole idea is don't give kavod to that guy, to the Rebbe, because you have to rip it off of him, that works great according to the Rambam. According to the Rush, it's about yourself. So we say, ein cholkin kavod l'rav, about yourself. What's the avamina? That I'm going to give kavod to myself? There's a din of kavod l'rav for a person to give to themselves. So Rav Yashu points out, the Gemara in Shavuos, Taflam Ram Beis, Rav Yemar came to be meyud Eidus and Beisdin, and they said to him, you have to be meyud be yeshiva for kavod HaTorah, because he was such a big Talmud Chacham. Even though normally you have to be meyud by Amida, Eidus always has to be said standing up, they said you have to be meyud be yeshiva. So there's a mitzvah of Amdu Shnei Anashim, you have to stand. Hayasei, and I say the kavod HaTorah adif, the Gemara says. It's an asei to stand when you're saying Eidus, and it's an asei to be meyud Ba'amida, the Asay of Kavod HaTorah wins. What do you mean? But Klapei Rav Yemar, what Asay of Kavod HaTorah is there? He's got to do the Eidus. He has his mitzvah saying Eidus. He doesn't have a mitzvah Asay of Kavod HaTorah about himself. Elamai, what do you see? Yes, he does. That even a Talmud Chacham has to be makbid on his own Kavod HaTorah. He has to make sure to keep himself in dignified situations, because he has to be worried about his own Kavod HaTorah. Sayin Chol and Kavod HaRav can even refer to a person himself. This is the discussion. This Machlok Zramam Rush, the Nadeb Yehuda uses to answer probably his most famous Shaila. Shaila Nadeb Yehuda was asked from the Yeshiva Bachar, who had confessed that the Yeshiva Bachar was living in a family's house for a course of 3 years as he was learning in yeshiva, and during that time he was having an affair with the woman of the house over the course of 3 years. And he said, he writes to the Nadeb Yehuda, now I'm engaged to their daughter, and you know, I'm doing tshuva, and I really, I'm not sleeping with my future mother-in-law anymore. Number one, I want to know, how do I do tshuva? Okay, it's one part of the shaila, and the second part of the shaila is, do I have to tell my future father-in-law that he's not allowed to sleep with his wife, that they have to get divorced because his wife is a sota, his wife cheated on him, or do I maybe not have to tell him because kavod abrios? It's going to be a terrible bizayin to the entire family. Everyone's going to know what happened, and it's a very respectable family. So what do I do in this situation? So what's the case over here? The father-in-law, meaning the halacha is kavod abrios dochalos seisha b'torah, will see b'shevi al taseh if it's being violated passively. Now what does it mean b'shevi al taseh? B'shevi al taseh, this yeshiva bachur will be shevi al taseh, he won't say anything, and therefore the kavod abrios wins? Or no, that the avera is being done b'shevi al taseh, but the father-in-law sleeping with the mother-in-law is b'kum ba'aseh. So it says another view that's totally in this Rambam and Rush. Right? What's the Shevi Alta say? According to the Rush, if I see someone else wearing shatnis, he's b'kum ba'aseh wearing shatnis. But according to the Rush, I could be Shevi Alta say, not do anything, not say anything, and let him violate the Avera, b'shogeg, b'kum ba'aseh. But according to the Rambam, no, that's called kum ba'aseh, because the Avera is being violated, b'kum ba'aseh. So it says in that view that you figure out how to pass, and that machlokes Rambam Rush, and you'll have your psak in this situation. It says Gemara Meisve, is this really true that we're not chalik covered the Rav, b'makom covered Abrios? Cover us, Meisve chazul lufnei. If they bury the dead and then they turn around, Beis Drachim v'chazra, and they go back ulfneim Beis Drachim, and there are two roads in front of them. Achas Torah v'achas Tamei. One of them is Tamei, one of them is Tahar. Ba b'Torah b'Yinimo. If they go on the Tahar road, you can go together with them. B'Yinimo b'Torah. Ba b'Tameiya b'Yinimo b'Tameiya. If they go on the Tamei road, you can go with them on the Tamei road. Why mishum kavoda, for the covet of the Avel? So Amai leimein chachmei tvunel neged Hashem. How could a Kohen walk on the Tamei road just for the covet of the Avel? What about in Chachmei Tfuna? How can you be Mitami yourself? Says Gemara Tigrim Rabbi Abba Beis HaPras Rabbanon. No, we're not talking about real Tum. We're talking about Tum of the Rabbanon of Beis HaPras. Dom Rav Yudom Rishmuel Menafeach Ad Beis HaPras V'Holdech. A person can blow the dirt away in a Beis HaPras and continue to walk through if he keeps on searching and looking for any bones to avoid them. Dom Rav Yudom Rashi Mishmed Rav Beis HaPras Shenidash Tohar. A Beis HaPras that has been trampled on is Tohar. So another raya, is it really true that kavod abrios, so you don't have to worry about isurin, that ein chach mein tvuna ein etzel neged Hashem, even you don't worry about kavod abrios, the isurim overwhelm kavod abrios? Amar Rav Elazar Tzadok, medalgan ayinu al gabei aronos shel mesim likros malchei Yisrael, that we used to skip over the aronos of mesim to go greet malchei Yisrael. V'lo likros malchei Yisrael b'vado amar alfi likros malchei akum, not only for Jewish kings, even to greet non-Jewish kings. If we're Zocha, one day we'll be able to see the difference. This is the second time in this Masechta we're seeing this concept, that it's worthwhile to go see Malchei Akum, that we'll be able to be Mavchin, the difference between the covet given to Jewish kings and non-Jewish kings. Why is that a good enough excuse to be Mendalig Alaronos, to be Matami yourself, to dead bodies, whatever happened? On a daraisa level, if there's a tefach between the dead body and the top of the coffin that he's in, the tumah doesn't extend above the coffin, and therefore rova aronos yesh ben chal tefach. Most of the aronos have a tefach of space between the body and the top of the aron. V'gazal sheyesh ben mishum she'ein behem, and they just made a gezeirah d'rabbanan that you can't even mitami yourself when there is a chal tefach. U'mishum kavam lachem lo gazal b'rabbanan, but for the cover of kings, the rabbanan never included this gezeirah. So essentially, whenever it's a din d'rabbanan, kavod abrios is going to win. When it's a din d'oraisa, then in chachmei tvunei neitzel neged Hashem, then you don't worry about kavod abrios. But for a d'rabbanan, kavod abrios beats out an issa d'rabbanan. Tashma, I'll bring you another raya. The kavod abrios does not beat out isurim. The kavod abrios does beat out isurim. Gadol kavod abrios shadochas lo sasei shabatorah. Don't we have a phrase that a statement that kavod abrios is so great that it beats out a lo sasei midoraisa? Whatever happened to Chachmei Tvunei Neitzel Neged Hashem? So Tirgum Rav Bar Shavak Made Rav Kana Belav Dlo Sasser. When we say it beats out a lav midaraisa, lo sei shabatora, we mean lo sasser. Lo sasser Dafyomi coincidence, this week's parsha, Lo Sasser, we learn the all the Surim Drabanan come from Lo Sasser. So it just means those, it just means Drabanan. It doesn't really mean Daraisas. Achiko Ale Lav Lo Sasser Daraisi. So what are you talking about? The Lav Lo Sasser is a pasuk in the Torah. Some Ravkana Gav Rabba Mirsalot Achiko Ale. Don't laugh when a great man says something. Kol Mili Drabanan Asmachinu Lav Lo Sasser Mishum Kvod Shar Drabanan. The everything, all Dinim Drabanan are Nismach on the Lav Lo Sasser, are related to the Lav Lo Sasser. How closely related to the Lav Lo Sasser is Machlokas Rambam Ramban? Do we assume that on some level every Drabanan, every violation of a Drabanan is in some way a violation of a Daraisa? Or is it really, no, just a real Asmachta, but every Drabanan is a Drabanan, and it doesn't really relate to Lo Sasser? But either way, Maritz Chayis discusses that over here also, but either way, what you see from here is that Gadol Kavod Abrios is Docha Dinim Drabanan. Dinim Daraisa are always going to overpower Kavod Abrios. Says Gemara, one more raya will do for today. Tashma v'salamta mehem. Pam shatam misalim mehem, pam sheinatam misalim mehem. Hakei tzadam ayakoin v'beis hakvaros ayazakim v'enil fi kvaldo shayisam lachlum rub mishal chavero lakach nemer v'salamta. Torah says v'salamta by Hashav v'saveda. V'salamta means you should hide your face from it. So it sounds like there are certain situations where you dafka should hide from the aveda and not do Hashav v'saveda. What are those situations? So one of the examples we give is zakim v'enil fi kvaldo, where it'll be embarrassing for you to pick up the aveda. It's a Barbie doll, and you're a big Rosh Yeshiva, and you can walk around holding a Barbie doll. It's going to be embarrassing for you, so you don't have a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda in that situation. Amai, why isn't there a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda? Lemein chachmein tvunein etzel neger Hashem. Whatever happened, tein chachmein etzel tvuna. Says Gemara, shayin yasim dechsiv v'salamta mehem. Over there, it's different because the pasuk says v'salamta. V'ligmar mino. Why don't we learn from there that it should apply everywhere? Isur mimamon le'alfim. You can't learn isur from mamon. So you see, when it comes to mamon this issue, Kavod Abrios beats out even isur daraisa when it comes to mamonous issues. We'll pick up with the sugya of Kavod Abrios mitzvah tomorrow.